The overall price for drugs in the U.S. is generally 2 to 4 times higher than other countries, according to the drugs we compared.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, celebrating 100 years of fact-based, nonpartisan government oversight. I'm Holly Hobbs. There's a perception that U.S. consumers pay more for prescription drugs than consumers in other countries. But do we? And what might explain the price differences for the same drugs? Today we'll talk with John Dickin, an expert on healthcare policy and a director in our healthcare team who has a new report out on prescription drug prices in the U.S. and how they compare to those abroad. Thank you for joining us, John.
Great, thank you.
So, John, do prescription drugs cost more in the U.S. than they do in other countries?
Yes, often prices for prescription drugs are significantly higher in the U.S. than in other countries. The overall cost for the drugs we looked at were often 2 to 4 times higher in the U.S. than in the other countries we looked at.
So how do we know they cost more?
Well, our report took 20 different brand name drugs that were the same across all 4 countries, the U.S., Canada, France, and Australia. In the U.S., we were also able to reflect rebates and price concessions that manufacturers pay, whereas in the other countries, we used publicly available prices. So when we found that on average, the drug prices in the U.S. for these brand drugs were 2 to 4 times higher, that's actually understatement because we're comparing lower net prices in the U.S. than higher prices in the other countries.
And what were the differences between these countries and the U.S. that might explain the price differences?
Yeah, there are significant differences. One of the key differences is just how drugs are paid for and regulated in the countries. In the U.S. and Canada, there's not universal drug coverage. Many Americans and Canadians will get drug coverage either through public programs or through private employers or other health plans. But some individuals don't have drug coverage. In the other countries, there tend to be universal coverage for drugs and more regulation of those drug prices. So the coverage and the regulation is one factor, but there are a number of other issues from costs along the supply chain that the U.S. has a number of other entities that are involved in the supply chain for drugs, whether it's wholesalers or pharmacy benefit managers or retail pharmacies. And so those also can affect the costs. And the final thing I would note is that drug manufacturers note that there are more choice of drugs and more spending for innovation drugs in the U.S. And so that also increases costs for consumers in the U.S.
And you said our report looked at some specific brand name drugs. Can you give us an example of a drug that you looked at and how the price for that drug differed in and outside of the U.S.?
Sure. We did look at Norelipta, which is a commonly prescribed drug for people with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We found very different prices that the consumer is paying, again, depending in part on what their health insurance coverage is for drugs. So for Norelipta in the United States, an individual who does not have health coverage for prescription drugs may be paying more than $500 for a prescription for Norelipta. Whereas an individual who has a fairly standard Blue Cross employer-sponsored health plan with drug coverage would be paying about $55. In Canada, for example, there may also be individuals who do not have drug coverage, but that full cost in Canada is much lower than in the United States. Instead of the $500 or more in the U.S., the Canadian would be paying on average about $85. And then also in Canada, there are programs such as for seniors that would make their out-of-pocket costs much lower, maybe just $5 for that prescription. When we looked at Australia, Australians would pay one of two rates, either $28 for Norelipta or any other brand name drug, or about $5, depending on if they were a senior or veteran, that may have lower costs. And then finally in France, a consumer would be paying about $34 for that prescription.
And the reason we looked at brand name drugs specifically is because they're easier to compare?
Yeah, two reasons. It's much easier methodologically to compare. And then secondly, it is the bulk of drug spending.
So why are some U.S. consumers paying so much more for brand name drugs than they would in other countries?
Yeah, and so reasons include how much of the cost the consumer is paying in total. The consumer may be paying all of the cost to the pharmacy. They may only be paying a portion of the cost that their health plan has negotiated with the pharmacies. In other countries that have more universal coverage or that are regulating prices more, the prices for the drug are significantly less variation and often at a more defined amount.
So it sounds like there are a number of reasons why U.S. consumers could be paying more for prescription drugs, including factors like how drugs are regulated, manufactured, and supply chain costs, as well as how Americans pay for prescriptions through private or public insurers. John, why should the federal government or policymakers care about this issue?
So beyond the cost for the consumer themselves, the overall price for drugs in the U.S. is generally 2 to 4 times higher than other countries, according to what we found for the drugs we compared. And while that's notable, it likely understates how much more the net prices in the U.S. are than in other countries. Given that Medicare and Medicaid are the largest payers for drugs, that's a significant cost for U.S. taxpayers as well as for consumers.
And last question, John, what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that in general, for the 20 brand name drugs we looked at, cost was 2 to 4 times higher in the U.S. for the same drug than in France, Canada, or Australia. This is a significant cost for consumers when they show up to the pharmacy, as well as for private health plans and public payers such as Medicare and Medicaid.
That was John Dickin talking about GEO's recent review of prescription drug costs. Thank you for your time, John.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.